Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 14, 15 to 19. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 14, the verses 15 to 19. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. My theme for reflection is never left alone. Never left alone. The Spirit of Truth and the presence of God. There is something oddly human about the way we prepare to leave people. Some people give long emotional speeches at airports as though they are departing for a 19th century sea voyage and may never return again. Others quietly disappear after saying, "Right then, I'll be off," while still standing at the front door 20 minutes later discussing the weather. But beneath every goodbye lies a deeper fear. What happens when the presence of someone we love is no longer physically near? That quiet anxiety sits at the heart of John 14, 15 to 19. Jesus speaks these words during his farewell discourse on the night before his crucifixion. The disciples are troubled, confused, and frightened. They have left everything to follow him, and now he speaks openly about departure. Yet Jesus does not leave them with despair. Instead, he offers one of the most comforting promises in all Scripture, "I will not leave you orphaned." These words resonated deeply within the early Christian community. John's Gospel was written at a time when many believers faced hostility, exclusion, and uncertainty. Some had been expelled from synagogues. Others lived under suspicion within the Roman world. They needed reassurance that Christianity was not merely devotion to a dead teacher from the past. Jesus promises them another advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who would remain with them forever. The word advocate carries rich meaning: helper, comforter, counselor, and defender. The Spirit is not an impersonal force, but the continuing presence of God among his people. Jesus assures his followers that although the world may no longer see him physically, his life and presence will continue through the Spirit of Truth. This promise becomes even more profound when read alongside Exodus 34:1-9. After Israel's terrible failure with the golden calf, Moses ascends Mount Sinai again, and God reveals his character. The Lord, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. The astonishing thing is that God does not abandon his people after their failure. He renews a covenant relationship with them, despite their weakness and inconsistency. John 14 echoes that same divine faithfulness. The disciples are hardly models of courage or understanding. Within hours, they will scatter in fear. Yet Jesus does not threaten abandonment. He promises presence. The God revealed to Moses as merciful and steadfast is the same God revealed in Christ, now present through the Holy Spirit. Karl Rahner once wrote, "The Christian of the future will be a mystic or will not exist at all. By this, it did not mean Christians must become strange or detached from ordinary life, but that faith must move beyond mere external religion into a living presence of God's presence. That is deeply relevant today. In the 21st century, many people are spiritually exhausted. We live in a world full of connection, yet marked by loneliness, endless information, yet deep confusion. Many quietly carry fears, griefs, anxieties, and questions hidden behind outward routines. Jesus' promise speaks directly into that condition. You are not abandoned. The Spirit continues Christ's presence in the ordinary spaces of life, hospital rooms, lonely flats, difficult workplaces, strained relationships, and anxious minds. The Christian life is not sustained merely by human determination or religious performance, but by God dwelling with his people. And Jesus links this presence with love and obedience. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is not cold legalism. Love naturally reshapes how we live. When the Spirit dwells within believers, faith becomes visible in acts of compassion, faithfulness, patience, justice, hospitality, and truthfulness. Christianity is not simply about believing correct ideas about God. It is about participating in God's love for the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of my life do I most need to trust that I am not alone? Number two, how might the presence of the Holy Spirit reshape the way I treat others this week? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend a few quiet moments praying slowly through the words, "I will not leave you orphaned." Then intentionally encourage someone who may feel forgotten, isolated, or burdened through a message, visit, or simple act of kindness. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you do not abandon your people. In moments of fear, uncertainty, and loneliness, remind us of the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Advocate who remains with us forever. Teach us to live in love, truth, and faithful obedience. Make us signs of your compassion in a weary world, so that through our lives others may glimpse your enduring presence and peace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.